Friday evening.
Man, I want to look forward to Friday, but I am dread sleeping outside up under the stars and get eat up by mosquitoes.
Mosquito net?
Bug net that goes over your head. I'm going to take my little thermocell with me. I got some 100% D, so we'll see.
Alaska, 2010, you know, I was reading up, it said bring 100% D. Yeah, that kept them about an inch away is all it did.
Guys are buzzing all around me all night long while I'm trying to go to sleep.
Rain didn't help none for mosquitoes, right?
We'll be out. As far as I know, we're sleeping right near the pond, so I'm sure there'll be mosquitoes.
Years ago, I had a little koi pond in the backyard, but it never did draw any mosquitoes because I had, it had a lot of little fish in there that would eat them up.
Definitely helps. Busy today.
Yeah, it was bad. Or was it not? Yesterday, I guess it was Monday or Tuesday. Leon takes the pictures. He'd been mostly stopped on the interstate.
What they're gonna do around here? Because I mean, northbound's gotten to the point where it's slowly getting as bad as southbound headed towards Greenville. It's just three lanes is hitting enough, and I don't know what else they can do.
Division should help.
Ain't gonna happen because they're making money off of it.
And then all these businesses coming in and just brings in more people, and it just makes it worse on me and you. I can't figure out why the traffic always stops there at between the 66 and the 68 every evening on the northbound side.
Whatever reason for it, it just slows it down. I don't get it. I jumped on yesterday. I think it took me about 30 minutes to get home. And I don't have but a 20-mile ride, so it was a little over 30 minutes. Just taking my time on 85, everybody just going slow for whatever reason.
JKT. And even if I leave the office at 2, I'm still sitting in traffic northbound at least in a couple of spots.
Any better in our lifetime.
Got that tractor-trailer jackknife off in the woods at exit, on the northbound side, it was rubbernecking delay for like 30 minutes. You know, no reason for it, just people slowing down to look and just causing nightmares.
You know, the way is home, but downside is there's no real direct route that don't go through bad intersections or whatnot. I thought I found another way towards, I kind of cut through, go towards Hollywild, but you still get a four-way stop. And, you know, there's tons of traffic on it because everybody's doing the same thing.
I mean, the only thing I can really do is take 25 north and get on 74, but that adds a half an hour anyway, so there's really no alternate route for me.
Same here. I would go down 29 coming the back way, but the bridge is still out.
Any alternatives at all, so I guess that's make any sense. I mean, like Eric said, no matter what time you get on now, it's starting to get where it just slows down, just the amount of traffic. Used to be if I left work at 3:30 or 4, it wasn't that bad, but now, anywhere between there and 5-something, it's going to be slowed down. Plans for the weekend?
I've been activating Kings Mountain or something on Saturday, but not sure I'm going to have time.
Easy way into FT8.
Checking out the camper for our trip that's coming up quick.
PSK-31, just to encourage people using PSK-31 again, because it's kind of disappeared.
I don't know, it's probably a few years ago, and had it all set up. I probably called, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes on PSK-31. I never made any contact, so I ended up swapping over to just making calls on the radio and eventually got it activated. But yeah, nobody seemed to want to do that one. But I used to enjoy PSK-31. And yeah, just, I don't know.
fun mode. The fact that you can dig it out of the noise, even if you can't hear it with your ears, is kind of fun.
Cool modes out there. I've never. What's the one that looks like a? It looks like text being typed out on a little strip of paper. I don't remember the name of it, but that one looks really neat. You don't see many people doing it, but yeah, it's a weird mode to use, but you used to see it every once in a while.
What you're talking about, but I can't remember what it's called either.
Scriber one or whatever that one's called or what, who knows. Like a ticker tape. Gentlemen, I'm already here at work, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you later today or tomorrow morning. So, KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final. 7-3, KO4CEF.
Good talking to you this morning. Have a great day, and have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week. WTJKT.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day, and we'll catch you later. KN4GFW.
You were doing this weekend, Ken?
And reclaiming the yard, and maybe checking out the camper for, you know, going on our trip next month. Heading to Hunting Island State Park. Between Charleston and Savannah, down there by Beaufort.
Trip, how long are you going for?
Let me get there on Sunday, and we're checking. Just taking one of the grandkids down there for a few days at the beach, and hopefully you'll get a good beach day. And then another 3 weeks, then we're down at St. Augustine at a cabin with another grandkid. And then another couple or 3 weeks, we're back in Hunting Island with the other one.
Fun trips planned. We don't have any camping trips planned, but we are going up to Yadkin Valley in June. We have our wine club pickup party up there, so we're going to go up June, I forget what day it is. We're going up on a Saturday, coming back on a Sunday, and we're renting a cabin up there. We were up there a couple weeks ago for that, and it worked out really well, so we're going to do that again.
Sometimes it's just not worth dragging the camper, you know, when you calculate the cost out. It's not worth dragging the camper unless you stay in quite a few days.
It's a lot of hassle to get it ready, get it prepped, make sure everything is good, then you got to pay all the diesel and all this other stuff. And yeah, if you're not going for a few days, it's just not really worth the effort.
Yeah, put the truck in shop and get the oil change.
You still have to do an oil change in my truck, too. I'm doing that on Saturday instead of going and activating a park.
I got the work order that says I gotta have the new truck serviced. I got almost 800 miles on it.
I have to do it only 800 miles.
Every 6 months they want, you know, the oil change, the brakes checked, the belts checked, and get it washed and stuff like that.
You're supposed to do an oil change that soon on a new motor. You're supposed to, because they put extra additives in the oil at the factory. You're supposed to leave that stuff in for the first oil change interval, according to whatever the book says it is.
Well, I mean, check with them and see. I don't know if when we bought it, if we got some oil changes with it, or what we got to do.
We're out this morning, Ken.
Coming up on a 26 interchange.
Come on, I'm just passing the off-ramp now, but yeah, there's a helicopter hovering. If you look, you can probably see it, but there's a helicopter hovering above the interstate right just north of the interchange.
When he went by.
Bye.
Like two ships in the night, right?
Yeah, I've seen a few cruisers out this morning, and then that helicopter is, you know, anytime a helicopter is hovering over the interstate, you know it's the cops, so, you know. But I guess they got to get their tickets.
Having that DOT blitz this week.
With a few trucks on the side of the road, but there's one. It used to be every morning I'd pass exit 35 and the DOT guy would have somebody up there doing an inspection. And, you know, he'd be like that all day. I'd see him again on the way home with somebody up there. So I haven't seen him in a while, though. I guess he's picked another exit ramp to do.
He's working down there off the Piedmont Highway. Man, it was just, they were always right there in the area of the 44, between the 44 and the 46.
Them doing all kind of drug interdiction and stuff too. I've multiple times I've seen them on the side searching cars and doing stuff in that stretch there between like 42 and 48.
And they like that area. Not exactly sure why, but they really do like that area.
Can, but I got my back surgery scheduled.
Up in, it's in June, right? Mid June.
16th on a Monday.
Success, and I hope you get all the all out of it that you're planning on.
No, because you know, I'm back to where I can run a couple of miles, but you know, Courtney and I used to run a half marathon every weekend, and you know, right now, like I get to 3-4 miles, and you know, my back starts to hurt too bad. So then I got my, you know, numbness in my right foot and pins and needles and stuff. So. Yeah, hopefully they get in there and just clear it out and there's no more impingement, and then I can get back to normal after a while.
And I'm going to have my shoulder looked at. It just doesn't have any movement. I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's got, you know, arthritis and calcium buildup in there. It's like it physically just won't go up. It doesn't feel like muscle. It feels like something with the bone.
I mean, that's what's going on in my back is I've got all this arthritis and the calcium, you know, bone buildup and stuff that's not supposed to be there. So they're going to go in and hollow it all out. They're going to cut out one of the lamina and just, you know, hopefully get all that compression off my spine and nerve roots and stuff. Hopefully it's all right. I've talked to a lot of people that have had various back surgeries and, you know, they're like, oh, don't do it, don't do it. But, you know, who knows why they go wrong. But I have other people I know that got it done and it's just fine. So I'm hoping for the best here.
Man, they've came a long way with all of that stuff. I know a guy I used to work with, he used to have back issues. They went in there and basically mounted like a jacket plate in there, and that, man, he's good as new now. KN4 GFW.
KKT, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like that. You know, the procedure I'm getting is not even an invasive surgery. It's considered a minimally invasive. They only make a couple of small incisions and do everything through an arthroscope, and it's only about a 45-minute procedure to do all of it. And I go home from the hospital as soon as the anesthesia wears off, and they tell me as soon as I get home from the hospital, I should start walking as much as I can.
The muscles trying to get over the surgery more than anything.
I threw a couple of them to get into the stuff, so that's probably what it is, you know, and it's like I'm at home for a week, and then I'm working from home for the second week, and then on the third week I can start driving again, and if I can handle sitting down for that long, I can drive into the office. So, you know, I've got leeway to work at home as much as I need to for the 6 weeks that's the official recovery period, but I'm going to try to get back in the office as soon as I can.
Yeah, there's your helicopter again. Over exit 78, headed south.
They're speeders this morning.
The one that just blew by me.
I haven't seen any blue lights this morning, but I've seen a lot of cruisers just sitting there, so I don't know. Maybe they're looking for their that one sweet 100 mile an hour guy.
Long enough, you'll get him.
Well, Ken, Courtney just texted me, wants me to call her when I can, so I'm going to give her a call and see what's going on this morning. So hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you next week. I'm back in the office Monday. So have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you later. This is WTU JKT.
Good talking to you this morning. Have an awesome weekend and a safe one, and I'll catch you later. KN4 GFW.